Hello, and thank you for listening to Pastor Phil's podcast from W Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. And now, Pastor Phil.
Every generation has wondered how to clean up this terrible mess human society finds itself in. My ancestors came to this country in the 1700s, and they were Puritans. The Puritans fled persecution in England and settled in New England to try to create a Christian society. And the Puritans did a lot of things right, yet by the second generation, Puritan New England started unraveling at the seams. Karl Marx also tried to clean up society's mess economically, yet his thinking led to the Soviet Union and the People's Republic of China, two of the most corrupt and oppressive governments of the 20th century. The Civil Rights Movement here in America tried to eradicate the mess of society, yet radical intolerance and hatred is still rampant in our culture. In more recent years, our government has tried to clean up this mess in our society that our society finds itself in, but government solutions have also proven inadequate. So why is our world so messed up? The 18th century Enlightenment told us it was the lack of education and technology. Marxism told us it was economic unfairness, yet none of these answers given have been able to actually clean up the mess we find ourselves in. The book of Romans tells us why the world is such a mess. It says, "But God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. They know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have been able to see the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see the invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God." What is your excuse for not knowing God?
This is Pastor Phil. Thanks for listening.